Ich gehe auf nachher für Hosting, Yummy, for me to get things. Schön. Hast du die Wives? Schön. Hast du die Malkas? How much hard to believe that you wait a whole year for Purim and then it's finally here. And as soon as it comes, like it goes very quickly. Gosh. Something so magical about Purim though. You're mamish in a different zone. I told the chaver, like, I don't think I've ever seen a guy on Purim in my life. You ever know that? Have you ever seen a guy on Purim? They don't exist, mamish. Like, you're in a different metzias lagamre. Baruch Hashem, there's a Shushan Purim afterwards. Halavai, we should take it seriously. But it's supposed to be like a way to come down. You know, like, so according to some, I think Shushan Purim is higher than Purim. And it's just going up. This year it goes into Shushan Purim, into Shabbos. It's a Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. It's Mamash Ashreinu Matev Chalkina that we already makan the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. And we have so many mitzvahs ahead of us, Mishlach Manos, Matanos of Yonim, and just the whole Simchas Hayayim leading up to the Mishnah. And to come together like this, it's really a beautiful bridge because it's not really fine what the Avodah is on the night of Purim after reading the Megillah. Some tzaddikim, they would lock themselves up and they would say Tehillim and they would learn all night and bigging on them. Others, they would come together, but you know, some they do Tishin, not so frequently, but certainly as man of Simcha, Rikudim, etc. But this is a very nice Hamshacha to make that the whole day should be some type of an Avodah. What makes this especially nice is that coming together as opposed to being each person by himself is a very strong theme when it comes to Purim. We find something very interesting if you take a look at the Tzuras HaNes. Before we come to that, there's a word from Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha is speaking about the Maila of Achdus and Avas Chaverim and coming together. But the Chassidim, they very much emphasized coming together by Tishin. It wasn't just to have Shirayim from the Tzaddik. That was like Tafel. The Iker is that to be Nehna from the Achdus Chaverim. And the Tzaddik was only masking to Shiar Tiras and to do everything he did because he could be Zeichet to sit with the Chevra. That's why. Everybody wants to sit with the Tzaddik, but the Tzaddik wants to sit with the Chevra. And by him, that's even stronger than the Tzaddik himself. Masha Einkin, we know there's many different drachim in Avodas Hashem, but until probably around the time of the Baal Shem, before that, and still prevalent, still by many tzaddikim, especially by Sfaradim, maybe less than earlier generations, there's an emphasis on people steiging in their own avoda, like by themselves, behind closed doors. You hear about the big tzaddikim, the big mekubalim, the kadoshei elyon. But the Baal Shem especially felt that wasn't the ikar, that wasn't the tachlis. And what a person would be gaining from being a part of a chevra is much more than if he sits by himself and he tries to grow by himself. Albeit he can close the doors and not have to walk outside in the streets and to see what comes along with that. And he can eat whatever he wants to eat and he can be in his odal and amos shalalacha. But even at the expense, so to speak, of having to go outside and to be expose yourself and to come down many times, to be part of the chevra, the person doesn't lose from that. That there's something about the numbers of yidin coming together. It's just like 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 when it comes to Yidden. A minyan is 10 people, but it's not just 10 versus 9. When 10 people come together, it's a totally different surah. And the Mishnah and Avos tells us that when one Yid learns by himself, there's a certain level of Shechina. When 2 learns, then 3 learns. Each time, it's mamash a whole different metzias. So it touches the pasuk like this. In Yisasar Ish B'Mistarim, the Navi says, if a man, can a man hide by himself, V'ani lo yarenu, and I won't see him, Numa Hashem? Can anybody hide from me, says Ribbono Shel Olam? So B'Zusha teaches the pasuk like this. HaYisasar Ish B'Mistarim V'ani. That's how he puts the comma here. In Yisasar Ish B'Mistarim, if a person hides himself by himself, V'ani, then he has a shtickle gaiva. That's what he says. And he feels like, oh, I'm the tzaddik behind closed doors. Nobody knows about me. Then Hashem says, "Layeranu Hashem, I don't see you. You think that you think nobody sees you? I'm the only one who sees you. I also don't see you," says Hashem. Nobody sees you. This is a very strong teaching by the Baal Shem and the Talmid of the Baal Shem, that the nekud of gaiva, which comes from a person, even though he does not expose himself and he's by himself and he's a hidden person, but that gaiva that comes along with that, he forfeits not everything, but it's considered to be a tragedy. Because the ikar in avodas Hashem was always that a person should become an anav, he should humble himself, and it's very humbling to sit with others and to share with others many times and to grow together with others. A person has to be very open to connect and to be expose himself and to make himself vulnerable. That's part of the growth process. We find in the Megillah something very interesting. The Megillah begins with Mordechai the Tzaddik. And this Mordechai Tzaddik, Chazal said that he's an Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan Abira. So, Chazal Mikadrasha, Al Tikri Yehudi Al Yechidi. Don't say that he was a Jew. There were many Jews in Shushan. He was called a Yechidi. So, my first, I want to know, what does it mean that he was a Yechidi? What Chazal want to bring out from that? Avram is also called Avram HaIvri, that he was on one side and the whole world was on the other side. Echad Haya Avram. Was Mordechai and Echad Haya Avram? Was he the only one? Is that what it means, Yechidi? Pashtus not. We see something very interesting, though. That Kol Zman, until Mordechai and Esther devised the plan, how to save the situation, and the plan is Leich Knosis Kol HaYehudim, to gather up the Jewish people together, nothing is happening. And don't think that Mordechai is not trying the entire time. It says constantly, Mordechai Yoshe B'Shai Melech, Mordechai Yoshe B'Shai Melech. He's sitting at the gates of the king. Why was he sitting at the gates of the king? Why do we need to know that he's sitting there? The pshat is that he was sitting by the gates of the king because he was being poiled in Yonim and Avodas Hashem. Chazal say, where do you find Mashiach? You know where he's sitting, the Gemara says? In the city of Rome, the gates of Rome. That's where Mashiach sits. But he sits there in the depths of the Tumah to try to bring down the Golus, to end the Golus. And that's what Mordechai was doing. Mordechai knew that there was a 70-year Golus, and there was a big suffix when the end of the 70 years would be. So Mordechai the Tzaddik, that he sat at the gates of the Shah HaMelech, at the gates of Ahasuerus, and his whole kavana, his whole intention was to whatever he was doing, he was davening, he was learning, he was being miyachid yichud, and whatever tzaddikim do, in order to end the gullus and to reveal the kates of the 70 years. And although Mordechai was the tzaddik hador, and he was very big, and he was sitting there, he wasn't able to be poil Yeshua for the Jewish people. And he was wearing sakva efer, and everybody could see that he was doing mamash rebbe shenyonim. Can you imagine? Everybody's walking down the streets in their regular clothes, dressed like Shushanites, and here Mordechai is dressed in sakva efer, right? Doing what he's doing, nobody can understand what's going on. What's going on with this Mordechai? And he couldn't be poil Yeshua. But as soon as they have the Eitzah of Leich Knosis Kol HaYehudim, they bring all the Jews together, and we're going to fast, and Esther's going to go in, everything turns around, just like that. It's an amazing thing. That what one tzaddik tried to do on his own, and he was the only one who knew. Chazal say, Mordechai Yad is Kol HaShanasa, Mordechai had Ruach HaKodesh, he was Niskaltim and Achalayim. He was the only one who knew about the plan that Haman and Ahasuerus devised behind closed doors. He was the only one. But as long as he sat and everybody wondered what he was doing and he tried to do his Rebbe Shinyanim, he wasn't able to do anything. Only when he gathered all the Yidden together and he cried and screamed with him in the streets of Shushan, they were able to pile Shufa B'nai Yisrael. It's ma'aseh with the Baal Shem that once on Matzah Yom Kippur, so he closed himself behind closed doors and everybody was wondering, where's the tzaddik, where's the tzaddik? And they wondered where he was. And to make a short story shorter, so basically what happened was, is that the Baal Shem said that there's a big zeir against the Yidden, and we have to be poil Yeshua, and he was behind those doors and doing his Yichudim, and he saw that he couldn't do anything. And on Motzi Yom Kippur, so there's the mitzvah we do is Kiddush HaChodesh. And then what happened was is that there was a rikud outside of his room, and they broke into the room of the Baal Shem, and they pulled him into the circle and started dancing. And as soon as that happened, so the clouds started to dissipate and they were able to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And he said, you see from here, that what a tzaddik tries to do with his Yichudim, when you have a chever who comes together with Simcha, it's able to do more than a tzaddik can do. And that's the lesson of Mordechai the Tzaddik. Then until he got together and he said, Lech Knosset Kol HaYehudim, he was Mordechai Yechidi. He was by himself and he couldn't be Paul Yeshua. Because it's a one-on-one. It's Mordechai against someone. But now that he brings the Yidden involved, Lech Knosset Kol HaYehudim, that Koach of Kol Yisrael, the Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, that's able to be Paul Yeshua for Bnei Yisrael. The Kamana has a beautiful vart. He says on the Megillah, he says, Nikalu, it says many times, Lihikael v'la'amoyd al nafsham. What does it mean, v'la'amoyd al nafsham? So he teaches like this, Lihikael, that when Yidden come together, v'la'amoyd al nafsham, they're able to be oymid on the oymek ha'nefesh of who they are. They're able to bring out the real neshama of who they are. That what a person thinks that he is the entire year, when he comes together as a tzibur, he reveals exactly who he truly is. And that's the Indian of Purim. Rabbi Weinberger mentioned on Shabbos, there's a whole Indian by Mikra Megillah called Rov Am Hadras Melech. Even if you have a big tzibur in a person's house, you have to come to the shul. That's called Nikalu. Taina says it's called Yom Kihila Lakol, the Gemara tells us. Yom Kihila Lakol is the introduction to Purim. That when you have a day called Yom Kihila Lakol, that the Yidden come together, then you can come into a Purim. But if Yidden are not Yom Kihila Lakol, then there's no Nikalu V'amud Al Nafsham. You don't come to who you are. So Mikra Megillah has to be with tzibur. And Mishloach Manos is to bring Ahava V'Riach within Yidin Matonos Levyonim. And then the Suda has to be by, you have to be with other people for the Suda. It's not Shaykh to sit. The whole day from mitzvah to mitzvah is one going from Chever to Chever to Chever to Chever. More Avas Chaver, more Avas Chaver. And that's also the Indian where we wear masks on Purim. We wear masks in the beginning of the day. Because in the beginning of the day, you think you know who you are. But really, who you really are, who you think you are, you don't know. Who you truly are, you don't know. You're just a dimion of who you think you are. So a person just wears a costume to show that he... Everybody has an ani, where he thinks that he really is. How he judges himself. And that's how he is on Purim, in the beginning of Purim. By the time Purim is over and he comes to his Suda, right? And he takes off all the masks and he knows who he really is, that's because... Nikalu v'amad al-nafsham. You begin with masks, but at the end of the day, the masks come off, and you reveal a new dimension and a truer essence of who we truly are. There's a very nice word here from Rav Moshe Minder. He's quotes tzaddikim. He says in the Chazal, chavruso misusa, the Gemara says. Either give me a chavruso or give me death. So he says that the inyan of coming together, what it means, chavruso misusa, is that chavrusas, a chever coming together is supposed to be one that it creates a very strong kashrus, a strong connection with each other. And when you do that, that means everybody has his own chilek hatov. And when yidden come together in a way in their hearts, not just sitting together, but deeper ways coming together, everybody shares with his other friends at the table his chilek hatov. And therefore a person walks away uplifted because I have your tov, I have your tov, I have your tov, and I have your tov, and you have mine. Everybody's sharing together. He says, but if chas v'shalom, they sit at the table together and they don't, then they're not nana from each other, faket, it's a sakana, he says. And he says, that's pshat chavrusa or misusa. Either when you come together, it's called chavrusa, there's a chibur, there's a true connection made with each other, or misusa, or it's a sakana, then everybody walks away with a chelik ara from each other, chas v'shalom. It's a very big musar haskel. That's pshat of the pasuk, which we say, hine matov manoyim, sheves achim gam yachad. How sweet it is, Sheves Achim, Gam Yachad. What's Pshat Gam Yachad? The Pshat is, Sheves Achim is one thing, that you can have lots of bodies who are sitting together. But Gam Yachad, that they should also be one in their hearts, that's a big chiddush. When it's Gam Yachad, then it's Ma Tov V'Manoim. Then it's Ma Tov, that everybody has the Tov of his friend. And that's very sweet. But it has to be Sheves Achim, but also Gam Yachad. Beruch Nisu B'Gashmias. Nachora, that's the Pshat. The Arizal says a very big secret when it comes to the Suda of Purim. He writes mystically, of course it has its own pshat, but Al-Pi Jewish you could say as follows. The Arizal says that when you drink Ad Lo Yada on Purim, the tachlis of drinking Ad Lo Yada is that a Jew should say Baruch Haman. That's what it means. Hey, it's a big pella. He explains what it means Al-Pi Kabbalah. But Al-Pi Chassidus, what does it mean that a person says Baruch Haman? Why should Haman be Zeichet to a bracha? What it means, though, is that the Suda's Purim is supposed to be a way that Yidden connect where all the guards are down. One of the reasons why we drink Mishteh, we drink Yayin, is because when a person has a very strong das and he's like, he protects himself and he feels like he's to himself and he has to be self-conscious of himself, and it's very hard to let go and to make himself an anav and to work hard internally to mimakash himself to other people. So when a person drinks wine, so he lets it loose a little bit. He brings out deeper dimensions of who he is, and where a person is more comfortable with who he is. So by the time you come to the end of Purim, after going through many mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah, Baravim Hadras Malach, Mishloach Manach, Matanas Levyonim, and a person's heart is very pure, and he's breaking down the barriers in his heart, and he sits and he drinks Ad Lo Yada, right? So he comes to a place on such a shtia like that, that all the guards are down completely, and he can mamish be himself. And you see mamish by the Sudas Purim how there's such an achdus which is created by the Sudas of Purim. It's mamish such a testimony to the Galus of Bnei Yisrael that if Goyim had to make a Suda like that, they'd be plastered all over the floor, they'd be throwing bottles at each other, just kicking, destroying each other. It would be the biggest, I can't even say Chil Hashem, it would be the biggest Chil Goyim that there should be. But other Rabbah, when Yidden come together, it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. If a Goy would walk in and see a party like this, he'd mamash be mishtoimim that there could be such a thing like that, that people can come together and drink to their heart's delight, and there could be mamash shikr ad lo yada, and at the same time, they could be hugging each other and kissing each other and sharing how much they love each other, and we think that it's just stam cute stuff, but it's not. It's really part of the tachlis of the whole Suda. It's the tachlis of the entire Yom, is that things like that should come out. You should feel a deeper kesher with your friend than it was before. Ad lo yada, I never knew that I loved you so much. And that's what it means, Baruch Haman. Baruch Haman means, like we said before, that when you created such a hiskashris, even the Haman who sits at the table, you can bring out a love for him also. Not only that, but you can give him a little bit of your goodness too. You have a little bit of toiv, you have a little bit of toiv. Mordechai says to Haman, here, take a little bit of bracha. A little bit of bracha, here, take a little bit of the good stuff. And he turns around and he becomes a mensch. And he becomes, slowly but surely, becomes a Baal Tshuva. He comes closer to Hashem. It's good for Haman, and it's good for Mordechai too. So if there's any ayantiv where we feel that coming together is an appropriate thing, but in a way, but not a mesusadik way, but a chavrusadik way, in a way where it's a deeper hiskashus, not just the shavasachim, and also gam yachad, that's the whole movement from the beginning of Purim to the end of Purim. That's the movement from Mordechai being an ish yechidi to creating the Yeshua of in a way that to reveal deeper dimensions of who we are, and by the time you come to Purim, you can feel we're mamish and I am mensch. We're like a different person moving forward into Pesach, and that's really Zman Chirisina Be'etzim. It's really a hamshacha from Purim to Pesach. So we should be zeichet, and in the schos of being mekayim the mitzvahs of this day, we should be zeichet to Yeshua's pratius and Yeshua Klolius, to recognize the potential of what it means, a chevra, what it means, a real neshama of a Jew, nikalu amel anafsham, with that to be zeichet, to a personal geulas. And the Klal Yisrael Kegula B'vias Goyel Tzedek may have remained one man.
So how's the Yisrael staying today? So Yom Kippur is, you have to do Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, yeah? So you know, on the Siddur, when you have Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, above that, there's three words. Yeah, above Tshuva is Tzom, above Tefillah is Kol, and above Tzedakah is Mom. So they're all the same gematria. Tzom is 136. Yeah, Kol is 136. Do the numbers, yeah. And Mammon is 136. So, Revach, so Mordechai says, Revach v'hatzala. There's going to be a Revach v'hatzala. V'hatzala is also Gematria 136. So when you have Tshuva, Tefillah, and Tzedakah, you're going to have a Hatzala. But Esther says, what's the real way to do it? Lech Kenos. Now, what's the Gematria Kenos? Kaf is 20. And then it's 50, Samach is 100, and then 6, it's 136. So Kenos equals 136. It's the same kind of, you don't need the necessarily the Tshuva, Tzedakah, and Tefillah. I mean, you do, of course, but the gathering together itself is that this is the same inyan. Maybe you could say more. I don't know. This is, you have to tell me the Zemes. Kenos, you need at least two people for a Kenos, right? You can't have one person. You need at least two. So we'll say, person is a Chaim, right? He's alive. It's Chaim. So Chaim times 2 is 136 also, yeah? 68 times 6 plus 68 is also 136. So this is the Hashem.
Twice coming off of this and going into this. Ishehudi Hayav Shushana Birava. Ishehudi Hayav.